Okay, gentlemen, we are currently the armor today is dash tith armored aleph. We are on, right at the bottom of the Chesed base. We're starting. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, "Shachat zipper merav yom tov ein mechasne so be yom tov." If you shechted a bird before yom tov came in, you don't dig up dirt to cover its blood on yom tov. Gilkil ether merav yom tov. If you got dough ready before yom tov. Mafrish imena chalasa be yom tov. You can be mafrish chala. You can take out chala during yom tov. Avod Shvuah, the father of Shmuel said, "Afilu gilgal isa merav yom tov ein mafrish imena chalasa be yom tov." And the father of Shmuel said the opposite. He said, "You cannot, even if you got dough ready before yom tov, you cannot take out the chala, which is the truma from the dough, during yom tov. It's either one, it's usually 1/50th. If you want to give a lot, 1/40th. If you want to give a little less, 1/60th." Right, you cannot take it out on Yom Tov and then give it to a Kohen if you have not done some so before Yom Tov. Lema pligad Shmuel adavua. Did Shmuel really disagree with his father? And Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said chalasot zarara zeichel ohelich achar kach marfe. Shmuel said that when it comes to chala in chutz la'aretz, where the chiyuv for chala was never ever doraisa, now it's not even doraisa in Eretz Yisrael because it is totally dependent on the question of most of the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael, since most Jews these days do not. Therefore, there is no chiyuv chala min doraisa in Eretz Yisrael. There might be more requirements than it might also mean that we need the shvatim to come back, things like that. But minimally, most of the Jewish people. However, in chutz la'aretz, chala was never doraisa. It's a mitzvah tli baretz. Okay, so if since chala is never doraisa in chutz la'aretz, maybe we'll say, Shmuel said that chala in chutz la'aretz, you can just eat the if you have dough which has not had chala taken out of on Yom Tov, b'seder, bake it, or bread on Shabbos that has not had chala taken out of it. Eat and you can and leave a little bit that you can use to be the chama after Yom Tov, zam or after Shabbos. I'm a Rava. Rava said me loy moed Shmuel that she'im kara le'ashem sha'asura le'zarim. So Shmuel. Rava said that this is not distinct. Why? Because wouldn't Shmuel acknowledge that if in fact that if he was to decide to take challah from this dough or from this bread on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that in fact it would be challah, that it would be forbidden for somebody who's not a Kohen to eat it. And therefore, challah is chal, right? And therefore, right? He's not saying that you should not, and therefore, he's not saying that you should take out challah from dough on Yom Tov. What he is saying is that if you did that, what he is saying, then chutz la'aretz, you can basically decide mentally where the challah is going to be and eat the rest and then designate it as challah formally after Yom Tov. But he's not saying that you should designate it during Yom Tov. That he agrees with his father, you really should not do against Rabba. Rabba really said that you can be mafresh challah on Yom Tov if you rolled the dough before Yom Tov came in. And if you roll it during Yom Tov, you really can't, even according to Rabba. Why does this rule exist? Very simple, because what's called Nira Kemesakin, right? Looks like it's like Tikkun Kli, just like you're not allowed to fix up a Kli and make it usable on Yom Tov or Shabbos, so too you're not allowed to fix and food Midirabonon, you're not allowed to fix food up to make it edible on Shabbos and Yom Tov, in the halachic sense, and therefore you can't take Trumas and Isros, because before they're taken, the food is tevel and it's forbidden to eat, and you can't take challah because before you took the challah out of the dough, it was tevel, and therefore it is not permitted to eat it. Okay, Mishnah. Beisham remain molichin es asulam mishovach la'shovach avamateu meichalone lechalone veisil matirin. Beisham, I say you should not move a ladder from one roost of doves that you're keeping for the purpose of pigeons, say you're keeping for the purpose of sending messages to another. However, you can move them from one window to another in a house. Beis Hillel say that it is in fact permitted. Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, we'll see why in a minute. Amar Rav Nachman Brahim, Achlekes Birushus Arabim de Beisham, Esavri Arua Omer La'atiach Gagal Otsarach Beis Hillel Savri Shevcho Mochiach Alav Arish Siachat Vriakol Mutar. Rav Chanan Bar Ami said, this disagreement is only true in Rishus Arabim in a public space because somebody who sees it will assume that he wants this letter to plaster his roof, and plastering your roof is forbidden, it's binyan, it's forbidden midor raisa. However, in your own, however, in your, and Beis Hillel say, no, there's no need to say, there's no reason for somebody to think that's what you're using the ladder for. The fact that you put it down next to a roost of pigeons proves that that's what you actually wanted for. You don't, nobody will think that you want to break Shabbos. However, in your own private space, in your own house, in your own garden, then everybody would agree that it is permitted to move around a ladder from roost to roost. Any, is that really true? And didn't Rabbi Yehuda say in the Rav Kol Malkim Shashacham Nimar Sa'ain Afilu Bechadre Chadar Matzor? Any time that Chazal said something is forbidden, it is forbidden even it, because somebody might come to think that you are performing an Isser, it is forbidden even in private. It is never permitted, even if there's absolutely nobody around, it's forbidden. Here you're saying the distinction between Rosh Sarabim, public space, and private space, because in a public space, people will think that you're performing Nisra, in private, then nobody's going to see it, nobody's going to think you're performing Nisra. Tanai, he said, the Gemara says, no, it's really, that's really itself a machalkas. The sign is, we have in a price, a shotchin bechama avaloi kenegna am, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Osrim. Right, so then, because we have a discussion, what if you did your laundry before Shabbos or before Yom Tov came in? Now you have a batch of dirty of wet clothes. What do you do to dry them out? So, right? So the Tanakhama, he says that you can really lay it out to dry. As long as you don't do so in public, because nobody's going to see it and then think you did your laundry on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar say, no, even doing it in private is forbidden. And you cannot lay out you're close to dry at all on Shabbos Yom Tov. In which case, it sounds like there's a disagreement about whether you're allowed to things that are asr because of Marisai and things that are asr because somebody will think you're performing Isser are forbidden in private, just like they are in public. Yigdam reader, those who say, Amar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Marshokas Bishrusiyach, De Beshawa Yaisa, who the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Beisil, Leisil, the Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Val Bishrusarab in Diriyah Kalasr. His roommates, there are some people who say that Rav Chanan bar Ami didn't say that the disagreement was only in Rosh Hashanah and it was only in a public space. He said the disagreement was only in a private space. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were disagreeing about exactly this question. Is it permitted to perform an action which will look bad when nobody's around? And Beis Shammai said no, and Beis Hillel said yes. It says, Lema Rav, the Amarak of Beis Shammai. In that case, does Rav Yehuda and Rav Amarav say something like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel? It makes no sense. Tanai! It's again, it's a disagreement on Tanaim. The signs we have in Raisa, Sholchim, Machama, Aloka, Neged, Am, Rebbe, Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Esrin. Exactly the same Raisa, right? Like Morris says, no, it's not just, even if it is a disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's not just a disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It went on to be a Machakis Tanaim. Since it went on to be a Machakis Tanaim, Rav is free to paskin the Shaila like what? Some people think it's the opinion of Beis Shammai, because other people don't think it's the opinion of Beis Shammai, they think it's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara continues on the next Amud. We will continue, please God, tomorrow. Shkoyach, gentlemen.